Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very significant question, and that question is related to the month that we are currently in. I'm speaking, of course, of the month of Ramadan. Of course, as you know, we are approaching the end of the month of Ramadan. For some of you, this might be the last day of the month of Ramadan. For some of you, tomorrow might be the last day, depending on, of course, the sighting of the moon. For this reason, we ask God Almighty that He accept all of your acts of worship in this blessed month. We also ask you to pray for all of us here at the studio. In this connection, we would like to ask the following question. What are the etiquettes of fasting? As you know, every act of worship, every act of ibadat has certain rules, obligations, prohibitions that must be followed. And if they're not followed, of course, in certain cases, they might invalidate the act. It might require one to recompensate it, pay a fine for it, or whatever. We don't want to get into those jurisprudential discussions. But aside from that, there are certain etiquettes, or what we call in Arabic, adab, that might not be obligations and rules and conditions of the act, but might help improve the act, beautify it, increase its chances of being accepted in the eyes of God. One of these is the fast of the month of Ramadan. We want to inquire what exactly are some of these etiquettes. In some of our previous sessions, we looked at some of these. Today, we're going to be looking at some others, again, in the light of the hadith, which have been narrated from the infallibles. In this connection, a beautiful hadith has been narrated from the lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha. She says, "What is the fasting person doing with his fast if he is not guarding his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and his limbs from sins?" Right, so in this beautiful hadith, the lady Fatima tells us that in the same way that we should protect our stomachs from eating and drinking, and our other limbs from certain activities that might invalidate the fasting and the soul, we should also keep our other limbs from the sins that they can commit. Like, for example, we should keep protect our tongue from lying. We should protect our hand from harming somebody. We should protect our eye from gazing upon a non-mahram, and so on and so forth. Of course, these acts might not invalidate the fast per se, but nevertheless, they are sins, and they're not fitting in to be performed in while a person is fasting. In a similar fashion, Muhammad ibn Muslim, a narrator and rawi of hadith, narrates that Abu Abdullah, meaning Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, "When you fast, your hearing must fast, along with your sight, your hair, your skin." And he listed a number of other things and said, "The day you fast must not be like a day that you do not fast." If you're fasting, but your day is not like, your day is just like another day that of your, the only thing is that you're hungry and thirsty. Well, what's the point of the fast? Most often, some of us, the days when we fast are worse than the other days, normal days, because we want to, get it over with quickly. So we busy ourselves in, activities that can somehow pass the time, right? But if this is, the case, then what is the point of fasting? Fasting means that we should improve ourselves in the month of Ramadan. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of fasting in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.